This is CICK News. The Terrace Major Crimes Unit released a statement this week that two men have been charged with offenses related to a hit and run that occurred in November 2018 where one man died. Taylor Stogren and Conrad Wiersbicki, both of Surrey, BC, have been charged with indignity to human remains and obstructing justice. Taylor Stogren has also been charged with failure to stop at the scene of an accident. In the following interview, you'll hear details of the hit and run, which may be triggering for some listeners. As Sergeant Clark will iterate in the interview you're about to hear, this case is complex.
My name is Staff Sergeant Chris Clark, and I'm the Senior Media Relations Officer for the BC RCMP.
So we're speaking about the charges that were just released about a 2018 case. Can you brief myself and the listeners on the circumstances of the case?
Yeah, so back November 18th of 2018, at about 3 a.m., Cameron Kerr was walking along Highway 16 when he was struck by a westbound vehicle just west of Terrace. His body was allegedly rolled into the ditch where he remained until he was discovered later that day by a passerby. The file was originally taken over by a BC Highway Patrol, and they identified some suspects from evidence left at the scene as well as tips from the public. Arrests were made fairly shortly after the event, but however, no charges were laid at the outset.
What made it take so long in order for the charge of indignity to human remains and obstruction of justice for those to actually be released on the two suspects?
Well, what I can say is that this is a very complex investigation. It's not uncommon for when there's a criminal death for it to take a considerable amount of time to not only to investigate that crime, but also then for for BC Prosecution Service to review that investigation through their charge assessment process. This is not uncommon. Certainly, we do recognize that it has taken quite some time, and the patience of the community and the family is appreciated.
Garrett Kerr is Cameron's older brother. I reached out to him on Facebook to see how he felt about the charges and timeline of this case. While he declined to be recorded, he sent CICK News this message. Quote, I don't have a strong enough understanding of the potential charges they considered and maybe weren't able to apply at this point. We understand the justice system is challenging to work through, and we're grateful that they were able to apply the charges that they have and hopeful that maybe some more charges come as the trial progresses. Obstruction of justice seems like an obvious charge, given our understanding of the events that transpired after Cameron was struck and the 6.5 years it's taken to get to this point. We've known for some time now that the evidence strongly suggested Cameron's body was moved, but I know that is a particularly difficult revelation for those that are just learning this. To me, those actions are not inconsistent with the type of people that could do this and then let Cameron's loved ones suffer for years without closure while they moved on with their lives. We are certainly grateful the RCMP were able to compile the evidence to support that charge. As for potential sentences, I think we're trying not to get ahead of ourselves. Much of our coping strategy to date has been about managing expectations. So I think we'll try to continue with that approach. But as I've said numerous times over the last few days, it feels good to hope again. Has there been any comment, or have you yourself spoken to the family?
I haven't myself spoken to the family, but I do know that we are in contact with them. We have a family liaison that spoke with them before we made this announcement. And certainly, yes, this is one step. The case is now before the courts. There's still more work to be done, essentially. We're fortunate that we're at a point now where we've obtained charge approval.
Okay. What are the next steps in this case?
So next steps are the two accused, Taylor Stogren and Conrad Wiersbicki, are both scheduled for court, I believe, next month. And that's simply to fix a date, and the court process will continue. Essentially, we'll be supporting court process until that process concludes. Every case is unique, and every case comes with challenges. And those challenges are overcome through the course of the investigation, through evidence of the scene, witness statements, canvassing for video, et cetera. I can't speak to this one specifically, but anytime there's a criminal death, we want to ensure that we have all the available evidence, and sometimes that just takes more time than others.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about that.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Senior RCMP Media Relations Officer Sergeant Chris Clark speaking on the charges against two men who hit Cameron Kerr, a Terrace man, with their vehicle in 2018, resulting in Cameron's death on the side of Highway 16. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.